This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It may have slowed slightly, but the growth in the brewing of craft beers across the country continues. But as brewers experiment with newer and bolder beer flavors, one of the more difficult parts of the growing boom is to try and guess which hop varieties will be in demand from one year to the next. The Washington Hop Commission's Jackie Brophy says as more varieties are grown, the need becomes more unpredictable.
Some of the varieties that we have a little bit more in than expected is because people were expecting the growth trend to stay the same. So some people are realizing that they committed to maybe a little bit too much of one variety or another than they actually needed.
Brophy says deciding which varieties to grow can be a crapshoot.
Some people were quite good at being conservative and not expecting that they would grow a huge amount year over year. But overall, the trend that we're seeing that brewers were a little bit overly enthusiastic in some of their projections. So now we're just trying to dial that in and rebalance everything. So if one variety isn't as popular anymore, maybe we pull that out to plant something that is in higher demand rather than just making new acreage completely and planting the more in-demand variety.
Brophy says 75% of the U.S. hops are grown right here in Washington. And over the past 5 years, production is up 85%, thanks in large part to the growth of craft breweries.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.